This is Carrie Steller within the Girls Corner, and I am here speaking to Samantha Shell. How are you?
I'm good, just super busy as usual.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I see you're constantly competing, which is amazing. How has
Yeah.
that been? And you've had a lot of accomplishments in the last couple of months. I'm so excited.
I just got my black belt like 3 weeks ago. So brand new black belt after 10 years of training. And then I competed in one of the biggest tournaments of the year, like 1 week after getting my black belt.
That is amazing. I was so happy for you when I saw. I was surprised you weren't one already. I was like, wait, you've earned a black belt?
Well, yeah, because my husband is my primary coach, so he was a little bit harder on me than, somebody normally who trains like every day and competes all the time. But I appreciate him being harder on me because then, it goes without question. And then when I prove it in competition, nobody second guesses anything.
That's amazing. And what did you compete in, Pan Ams?
Yep, Pan Am's in Florida.
And how was that experience?
Oh, it was super exciting. Once you get to black belt, sometimes you're competing against people, at any other belt rank, you have around the same amount of time training. But you can compete against somebody who's been a black belt for like 15 years and has been training jujitsu for 25 years. And, it's like a whole different ball game when you get to black belt.
Agreed. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. How did you do? How'd you do out there? I mean, how long, and did you get to actually enjoy yourself besides competing, or you just went out there for business?
Yes and no. It's always fun competing, and I was able to secure a win at my black belt debut, and I ended up placing third. So I made it to the podium. I've podiumed every time I competed at Pans, but this one like obviously meant the most to me by far. And we pretty much had students competing. At least one was going every single day that we were there, and then John was going the last day. So we got to train at a bunch of different gyms, which is always nice, make a bunch of different connections. But we were pretty busy the whole time.
That's awesome, though. That's a good time.
Yeah,
You
it was
guys
good.
saw that you got you placed, which was awesome. I was so excited for you. I mean, amazing accomplishments, especially after what happened last year. It's great to have a great new year.
Yeah, I had a really I've had rough times at Pans, seemingly, and like my match last year went pretty viral. A bunch of people saw that. And like to this day, I'm still kind of salty about it because I had worked so hard on that. It's a submission from top half where you work a pass, and I had a knee bar locked in. And but I did find out that she's like couldn't compete this year because her knee is still messed up. So I'm like, think about me every day. And I just like, if you want to win, I want to win because of my merit and my skill, not, there are people who will try to win like underhanded ways, little advantages here and there. But to me, at the end of the day, like it's just jujitsu. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I want to be good. I want to win at it. But I'm so happy like with my life and like my partner and our relationship. And like my husband's the best, So when anything like bad happens and I go through phases where like I'm upset about things, which is normal. I'm a human, like things upset me and get to me no matter how much I say it doesn't. Like it does because I have emotions and I'm not a sociopath. But then I just like think like, man, like I have a roof over my head. I get to run a gym. I get to see my friends and people I care about every day. I have good family. I have a good husband. Like I'm pretty happy, so I'm not going to complain. I have my health,
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. You're in great shape. There's a million great things you could say, and I mean that's so awesome that you can look at all of that despite just the crappy things that, and we do. We're human. We're people, and especially being women, we're gonna have emotions. I mean, probably more so than guys.
Yeah, and we placed a lot of we've gone through like we had like a tragedy with our dogs recently, and I was like
I
realize how
saw
many
that.
women yeah, it was very upsetting. And like I'm a woman, I process it through like grief and sadness, and my husband's more like anger and like stoicness because that's just how men and women are. So it's things like that that I'm like, man, like of course I want to win and I want to have the respect from the jiu-jitsu community, but at the end of the day, like what's winning if you're by yourself or you don't have a support system, or people see like the 5 to 10 minutes you're on the mat or like in a cage, and they'll base your whole life off of that, but nobody sees, like, okay, when you go home and the door closes and you're like in bed by yourself, like who do you actually have in your corner?
And you know what? That's probably the most, it is the most important thing. Because without that, I mean, I've been through so many ups and downs in life, and without having anybody around or people around that you could count on, and in both ways that are there for both parts of that.
Yeah, through the good and the bad. And that's the thing. Everybody has so much stuff that they're going through. I don't think anybody like who competes is like everything goes perfect that day. Like people have to deal with a lot. And I rewatched my matches so many times because the best part about them, like you could see on the Flow grappling screens, I had an entire crowd there just like to watch me, like people I don't get to see all the time because everybody shows up at these big tournaments. And like that meant so much to me. I was like, man, maybe I'm doing something right that I had like people there cheering for me, like win or lose, just because they wanted to show support. And I'm like tearing up watching it. I'm like, this is so nice.
And that's amazing that you have that we're living in a time that we have the ability to go back and watch stuff like that. And that's huge to have, like,
I didn't even watch the match anymore. I was just watching the crowd because I was like, this is so nice.
They were there for me, and it's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I knew, like, win or lose, they would have been there, you know?
Yeah. And clearly, so, a lot of things, right, to get there and to have, you know, people there in your corner like that. And I mean, you do amazing things. And when I've seen what you've gone through in the last year, and it's been like, most people would have been thrown in the towel. But you're
horrible. Yeah, I'm still dealing with it. And I almost did. Like the first week, I was like, I'm done. But then I was like, man, that's not me. And like, you know, it can help somebody in the future. And we're still dealing with a bunch of stuff from that. And it's very stressful. And like, you know, it makes me sick to my stomach thinking about, but just got to keep persevering because I'm not a quitter.
Yeah. And you know what? And you have to. It's crazy because I live very close to where they put their stuff on. And a couple of my friends cover their shows and they're like, oh, you should come. And I'm like, in no way, shape or form am I ever going. I mean, like, you can't pay me, you know, it's never good. They've done stuff to so many people that I know and what they did to it. But I was just like, nah, I'm good on that. And they're like, really? And I'm like, they probably wouldn't want me there anyway.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it comes down to like integrity, like at the end of the day, you know, like people can say what they want and try and, you know, slander my name and like ruin it and things like that. But I'm just going to, my husband's a really good example of he never stops being a good person because of bad people. Cause sometimes like I watch the things that'll happen to him and I'm just like, how could you give that person another chance? I'm like, they'd be dead to me and cut off. But like, he's a way better person than I am. So I learned.
You're a great person, but again, we have women process things very differently than guys. So for us, it could be a very easy, you know, you do that.
Yeah, I'm a lot quicker to like put in the boundaries than he is.
Guys take it very, I say it all the time. They take things so differently. And like, you know, my coach was laughing because he's like, you know, we're talking and I'm like, well, girls are just different. Girls will literally like hold on to that shit for like ever. And he's like, yeah. That he's like, guys literally like we're just like, ah, whatever, keep it moving, like, and so we don't understand it when we see it. And I'm like, that's a girl thing. It's all female. We all do it to some extent, and I mean, I try not to, but like, I'm a fucking woman. It is what it is.
You catch yourself and I'm like, okay, like don't take this personally, but it's so hard. Like you can have let's say you get like 500 comments towards you about your character and 498 of them are like great and uplifting things, and then there's two that are just negative. You don't focus on the 498 good ones. You just think about those two that are just like really, you know, troubling and upsetting. Like, I get more upset when I see that from women versus men, because the only like negative comments I get from men is like weak, sad men who like call me manly because I'm stronger than them, which is funny because in person I'm so small. So everybody's like, oh, you look bigger in your photos. I'm like, yeah, I'm actually like really tiny.
I was looking at you with your husband and you could see how tiny you are.
Yeah, I'm like compete in one of like the lowest weight divisions. I fight in the lowest weight class for MMA. Where I'm
at 105.
Yep. And for jujitsu, I just compete where I walk around because I don't like to cut when we, you know, compete right after we, for IBJJF, you step on the scale and then step on the mats. Yeah. So I just compete at my walk around for that, which I'm usually around 120 to 122.
Yes, it's not a
So when
huge.
people say that, I just think it's hilarious because I've worked really hard. So that doesn't bother me, but it's like when women, because I love supporting and uplifting women. And so when I get comments that are like that, or shadiness and underhandedness, it's really upsetting. But I'm lucky that I do know so many supportive women. And when we went to IBJJF in Orlando, we had two ladies stay with us that actually weren't part of our gym specifically, but they've cross-trained with us before. And like some of my favorite photos from the event is me just screaming my head off for them, or they're screaming their head off for me. Like it's a very supportive atmosphere.
That's amazing. And it's important, you know. And I think the most hate that people have are people that aren't really, I don't know, I kind of think those are the people that aren't really serious, especially the women that aren't really serious about the sport. Because if you are, you're gonna want to support people. You're gonna want to lift people up, not tear them down.
Yeah, it's either it stems from like two things. It's one, it's that exact concept right there, and then the other one is somebody who like will cheer for you, but as long as you don't do better than them, because they just want to be the best,
Yes.
because they view everybody as like competition, even in life, like not just in jujitsu. Like, oh well, this person's like doing better at their job than me, so I can't like them,
Yep.
stuff like that, and it's sad.
It's people that are sad inside. I say that all the time. I'm like, you're fucking sad inside. What kind of a life is that? I
It's
don't.
true, because if you're happy inside and like happy with yourself, like you don't get joy by watching others fail or putting down others,
No, and you know what? I find a big family in jujitsu. I agree with you with that. Like the women that I'm around in jujitsu, you know, I don't know about other sports and stuff, but they're so like everybody cheers each other on when you get a good submission, and like you don't hear that from the guys, but you know, they I'm sure they do in their own way. But we're
Yeah, some of the guys do get like hyped up for their other guys on my team. It's pretty funny. And they'll be like, but they like hype it up in like a war type of mentality.
It's just a little different, but ours is like we're cheerleaders for each other, and it's so funny because they all laugh and they're like, you guys are all like, great job. And I'm like, well,
Yeah, I definitely know quite a few ladies like that. And it's awesome. I'd much rather that than the ones that are like watching because they hope that somebody doesn't do as good as them,
yeah. No, I'm always cheering everybody on, especially when I'm rolling something with someone and they get something great on me. I'm like, that's amazing. I love it. Like it's fun. And you know, I feel like I've been around a lot more uplifting women recently than I have not. So it kind of like, I look at that and I'm like, all right, well, there's a little bit more of the good than there is bad. But like, there's the couple that are, and you know what? The ones that are problems, and you know who I'm talking about, has been like, was at my gym for like 5 seconds. When she walked in, I nearly shit myself. I was like, shut up. Is this for real? I'm like, for real,
Yeah.
for real. And it didn't last very long, more than like, I think three classes and was. I don't know what
And we
happened.
always say that, and like a few, and I definitely know a few, where if you've if you leave one gym, like okay, maybe there was like an issue, could be like that
But
was
a
a toxic
string of
gym.
them.
If you leave another gym, like it's a little suspicious, but like every once in a while you catch two bad cases, but like anything more than that, like you're Taylor Swifting it where you're the problem. Like it's definitely you at that point because it's just too repetitive.
Absolutely. And I was just like, wow, I was blown away. And I said, I'm like, this isn't even going to last more than like 2 weeks at best. And my coach was like, Manimal, you know him. He was like so insulted about everything that happened. And he said the same thing. It's like, yeah, no, I give her like a week. It was about that.
Oh, okay. So, Manimal's your coach? I
Yeah.
just trained with his brother in Florida.
Who?
Oh man, and this is gonna bother me because now it's like being recorded. But he was showing us all like the photos and stuff of like and because he was just coaching Jessica Andrade in UFC, and he was like,
It
oh
might
yeah,
be a different person. It might
okay, like
unless it
somebody
is the
else
same
came in
person and I don't
animal.
even know it. It imagine it is, and I'm like, I'm the idiot. Like, I don't know. It might be, it might not be. But my
How
coach,
common of a name is Manimal?
I
Maybe
know
it's
that's what I'm saying. It's very uncommon. I have never. He's the only one I've heard of. But again, that could just be me. But he's from New York, so we had. Yeah, it was so funny. He's like, he cracks me up with all that shit. I mean, he was like, yo, she's a rat. I'm like, I know. It's like, how many gyms are you gonna get kicked out of?
Yeah,
And
and when they
that
leave,
bothered
like
me.
it's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, oh man, I didn't even realize that there was like this like toxic fume in the air.
Yeah, it's
And then
crazy.
you, well, they say it's like the whole like the fruit analogy where if you put like rotten fruit near bananas, the bananas like get rotten faster because it just like sucks out all the, I mean,
Oh,
there's a
yeah.
scientific term for it, but I'm just gonna say it sucks out all the energy out of them.
I like that. I like that. The good, it sucks the good energy and it makes
Well,
them
and
all.
it's true. I've been around people like that, and I'm like, why am I would be like so upset. I'm like, why am I so upset? Am I is did I do something? Like, why do I feel bad? And then when you're not around those people anymore, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can like breathe again.
Yeah, like I feel good now. And it's pretty incredible that people can do that in their energy and they'll walk around like the great people. And it's like, dude, it's so obvious. And there's a couple here and there, you know, and that's in life in general, you know, like it's just crazy. But yeah, it's amazing when you see people that just can't, it's they're the problem everywhere. And this common
Yeah.
denominator there. And it really,
And
really is.
it's throughout life. Like I remember in my teens, I played soccer growing up, and I like loved my soccer team, but there was always like occasionally you'd get on a team and there's like that one person. And I was just telling my husband about this last night because it like all of a sudden I remembered it and I was like, oh my God, this one person. And like it brought the whole team down. And then once they were gone, like brought the team back up again, you know? And it's always somebody who's like usually talented at the sport too. So they would like, you know, get cut from the teams and stuff quicker. But the people that come into like my gym that are like this are never like somebody who's not good. They always have like some skill. That soccer player, she was a good soccer player too, but they're not team players either.
There's a whole different aspect to that. A team player, and you don't, I feel like it could be people's home lives that make them not a team player or make them not coachable because
I
there's,
definitely think that's a little bit of it too, all these like external factors. You know, I have a degree in psychology, so you learn about the whole like nature versus nurture and blank slate theory. Yeah, everybody always expects me to be like really dumb. So then when I start talking about stuff like that, they're always like, oh, you know that? I'm like,
Oh, I
yeah.
love that. And you know what's funny is that there's a lot of jujitsu guys that I've met that are have crazy degrees in history or in
Yeah, I
like.
think some of the best jujitsu athletes are very cerebral, and I approach like my seminars that I teach that way because I like to think sometimes it'll get me in trouble because I used to try and think so many steps ahead that I was like late to react in jujitsu. And you know how important that is. You train, like you understand sometimes you just gotta go.
Oh,
But
yeah.
when I think about, you know, and like it's like you said, it's a bunch of different external factors. Oh, you got a friend there. And it's different stuff like that that like, you know, affect the extenuating circumstances. But you realize that it's definitely seeps into the environment around them, so you always just got to be careful.
Oh yeah, and you know what? It's those people are toxic, and that's why I try to steer clear from them as much as I possibly can. I'm like, get me away from this.
Yeah, and
Now.
I try to surround myself with people that like they're just like radiate sunshine and light, you know.
It's important. You want people that are going to uplift you and elevate you because if they're not, they're just bringing you down.
Yeah,
You
I
know,
spent time
especially
with
at a
so many women
competition.
last week like that. Yeah, exactly. And I was, you know, I saw so many friends from like all across the country that are just like the sweetest, kindest people, and it made me so happy.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Do you have anything coming up?
So of course we were like, oh
Always.
yeah, we're gonna rest, because we're actually trying to like plan a vacation and get like some stem cell treatment because we've
I
just
want to do
John
that.
and I both have had like pretty traumatic injuries, even way before we started these sports, because I was an athlete my whole life. And then, are you getting it done too?
I want to. So you got
And
to tell
then
me what you think. I want to get it done on my shoulders.
I will, yeah. And he's looking, you know, he like broke his back when he was in the army. I like broke my knees so many times playing soccer, like way before I even started jujitsu and MMA, and same for him. So we were looking into doing that, but then we saw there was an IBJJF tournament coming by, and he's like, man, we can't wait so long between IBJJFs. And there's a no-gi one, and I haven't made my no-gi black belt debut. So I was like, I saw somebody was signed up close to my weight division. It's like one to weight division up,
Okay.
but that's all I'll probably get. So I'm like, man, I'm just gonna do it. So we're doing that.
I might go in September because a bunch of the people I train with are going.
Really, yeah, it's like the new, they're talking about how it's like the new big thing, and it's not just for, you know, our bodies deteriorate so rapidly, especially as we age, and if we're athletes, like it's just going to deteriorate, and it helps with not just like injuries, but they're saying like it's been proven beneficial for anybody that has any like inflammation from like autoimmune disorders or have battled certain illnesses in the past, because a lot of us do have inflammation in our bodies from that, you know, whether it's like some sort of virus that's triggered an inflammatory response or anything autoimmune. And I can get on like a whole tangent on the stuff they're putting in our food and all that. So
Me too. I talk about it all the time. That's why I make my own stuff, but I see you do the same thing. I'm like,
yeah. Smart. I'm big in the kitchen, and I'll like do everything from scratch because of it. Because even like the healthy stuff, it's all like chemicals and stuff.
Yes.
And I actually like I will swell and break out in hives, and everybody's like, "Oh, but it's 0 calories." I'm like, it makes me sick. Like I can't.
They don't understand. And I said, when you change your diet to making almost like I make almost everything from scratch. I just looked up how to make marshmallows from scratch. Because when
Oh, I saw a video on that. It looked really cool.
the package says it's full of corn syrup, which is terrible for you. So I'm like, all
Yeah.
right, what do I do? And you don't have to make them with corn syrup. You can make them with anything like a maple syrup if you wanted to. So
Yeah,
I'm
and
like,
corn syrup's one of the worst inflammatory foods, like corn oil, corn syrup, stuff like that is so bad.
oil, seed oil is terrible for you. You should like literally, I say if it calls for any kind of canola oil, just use butter.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I agree. Like, it's so bad for you.
Everything they say is good for you is bad. And everything they say is bad for you is pretty much good. Not
Well,
every.
yeah, it's true. Like, people, you know, they demonize sugar, and like a bunch of added sugar is, of course, terrible, but it's worse if it's from like concentrated like syrups
Better if
versus
it's real
pure
sugar.
raw sugar, you
Yeah, you're
know?
better just having real sugar, raw sugar in the cane. And you're better having at nothing diet. The diet stuff is the worst thing, like you said. It's got chemicals that are banned in other countries, but yet we're allowed to have them.
Oh, that's my biggest thing. I'm like, look at other countries. I'm like, this is not even allowed on like the shelves.
Eat a third world diet. They don't. And
Yeah.
that's the difference. They want, oh, send your money to Africa. Africa don't want our fucking McDonald's. Trust me. They'd
Yeah.
rather have food on their land than our McDonald's any day of the week, because the shit that we eat is half of it's not even real. And people look at me like I'm crazy all the time. They look at me like
Same.
I don't care. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna die young. I'm not gonna have, stomach issues or autoimmune disorders. There are people,
There's so many now.
it's crazy that we didn't, when I was a kid, I'm 44. There was not like this. It was
Yeah,
not.
John's about to be 49. He says like the same thing. Like it's, you know, the amount of issues, especially like with children today. Like they're
Yes.
so young with all these like issues. It makes me sad, you know?
Oh yeah. It's terrible. And I said, like, it's gotta be, there's no way it's not a correlation to what they put in our food. Probably in the 90s and the 2000s is where everything changed. There's
Yeah,
nothing.
because it's always for, you know, how they can mass produce the most for the least amount of money and make the most amount of revenue. Everything's comes down to money.
And everybody's overeating, and they shouldn't even be eating most of the food that they are. People eat way too much. And then, if you eat good and like make it from scratch, you won't gain weight, pretty much. Like,
Yeah,
I all
because
this.
that's intuitive eating. That's like what your body needs and requires. But if I do go get the stem cells, which I'm pretty sure we're going to do, I want to like film and document the whole thing and like the
You gotta
process.
come.
So
Yeah, I gotta
I'll
watch it.
send it
I
all to
wanna
you.
know. Yeah, I wanna know how it goes, because I wanna definitely get that done. I would love to get my shoulders and my hips, because that's, I fell down the stairs years ago. I've played sports all my life as well. I played soccer, I did cheerleading, I did swimming, you name it. I pretty much did everything.
Well, that's
And
why your shoulders are messed up. If you swam a lot, that'll, and like cheerleading, that'll definitely do it.
yep, but it's more from that one accident. They said that it was just like it's such a traumatic fall that the shoulders went and my hips. So, and I just don't want to get any more surgery. So I said, I'll just rather get stem cells and just try to work through it and work
And
around.
women are more prone to hip injuries with like the labrum and things like that, just because of the way our bodies are set up and the dynamic of bone structure.
So I just try to work around them. When I'm doing triangles and stuff, I try to make sure that I'm not going too wide, because I also am very flexible. So I don't want to go to the point
Which
where.
can be a problem. Some people think that's good, but I know I knew somebody who they had like Ehlers-Danlos and they were like a teenager, and because of their hypermobility, it actually caused issues.
Oh yeah, it could be terrible for you. So I get to the point where like I'm good, and then like it'll just push a little too much, with anything. If somebody's doing a stack pass and I'm doing a triangle, like I have to be careful with that stuff. So I just learned to work around it. And I pulled something in my shoulder the other week. So I've literally been rolling with one arm for the last week and a
Doing
half.
the old like belt tuck where you like
Yeah,
just keep
and
it.
if I'm doing Nogi, I'm just holding it in here. And you know what? I got a triangle today with it. I got a one arm rear naked choke. So I'm actually getting things with it
It
totally.
does make you better, but yeah, if we could just like I think it's crazy how we haven't come up with better stuff by now to help our bodies, because I rehab and do rehabilitative exercises all the time, and there's just only so much I can do for like the injuries I've had. So I'm looking forward to it.
I
I
think
hope
that's
it is.
amazing. And I know that
I've done everything else.
there's supposedly, I don't know, it's there's a lot of like theories about where medicine is going to go and why, nanotechnology and stuff is actually good for that kind of stuff, for surgeries where they don't have to go in and really cut you open anymore, not even a big incision. Things are like way small. So that's the kind of stuff, but I don't even want to go surgery. I feel like there's gonna be other routes, like maybe biomedical healing and stuff like that. That's what I'm hoping to see soon.
Yeah, I've been doing so much reading of like medical journals and stuff, like the boring stuff,
Yeah.
just like constantly during all of our travels. But I want to be well informed. So it's taken like we've been thinking about it for like a year now, but it's taken almost this long to really like vet all the research, you
Oh, it's
know?
hard. People don't understand, especially when you're doing something that's like for your body and your career. You just need to make the right decisions. So it's tough. And I've tried quite a few things for my shoulders. I've done cold laser therapy. I mean, the best is just to, rehab it like you're doing and try to find the best solution without the surgeries, because surgeries, you don't, some people, it depends what you get done. And it's, I feel like, I do feel
Go
like
over
a lot of it
surgery.
is up to the person. When they're recovering, because like I was convinced for years that I wouldn't be able to do jiu-jitsu or kickboxing or anything like that again. So they had me convinced I couldn't, but that was just, I didn't realize a liability thing. Gotta tell me, oh, you take it easy. Don't do this. Don't do that. So my
Yeah, I've
shoulders
done so much stuff, like
are
so
incredible.
many other different solutions I've tried, and nothing's really seemed to work. Surgery is always the last resort, but I've had six knee surgeries and I really don't want to do
Yeah.
anymore. I also like panic about surgery because the anesthesia thing, some people don't wake up
I freak
and I'm
out.
like, they have to like super Valium me because I'm just like, Don, what if I don't
Yo, I thought I was the only person. As they're wheeling me in, he's putting me out, and I remember looking in the hallway, and I'm like, "Please don't kill me." And he's like, "Oh, are you fucking kidding me?" He looks at the doctor
Yeah,
and says
that was me.
that.
Me, I did the same thing.
Don't kill me, please. He's like, "Well, your blood pressure's a little up." I'm like, "Oh, I'm a little freaked out right now."
Yeah, that's me. I'm just a control freak. I think I always like to be in control. I don't make a good passenger in a car and I hate like flying and I fly
Hey.
quite a bit.
How's your
So,
birthday?
February 4th.
That's right. We're Aquarians. I
Yeah.
forgot. We're like 2 down February.
And you're a twin, I'm a triplet, so
Yep,
maybe
that
it's
makes
like
all the sense in the world.
yeah, John would be like, oh great, there's more than one of you, because
Yeah.
I'd totally drive him crazy every time we're on a plane. I just like squeeze the crap out of him.
I'm the worst person to be on a plane with. And same thing. In a passenger seat, I'm usually like, oh fuck. Yeah.
And people are like, they're always like, oh, is this your first flight? I'm like, no, I fly like
Well,
six times a year, like
I
at
just
least.
absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
I am the same exact way. Well, I have had such a great time catching up with you. It has been always awesome. I'm so excited for all of your stuff in the future. I'm so happy for you getting your black belt,
Thank you.
getting on the podium at PANS. And oh my God, I might get to see you at IBJJF.
Yep, one of these days, right?
September, maybe, if you're
And then,
there.
oh, I'll be there.
Yep,
Yeah,
I can be
we
there.
probably have like 10 people from the gym going, so
I'm
early.
hoping to get my fucking blue belt by then. I'm like, where is it?
Well, I do see you training a lot and very consistently too. So, and I love like, the more people training and the more women competing, that's like a big, big deal to me. So.
And I think it's important for journalists to train. You can't sit there and be a couch warrior and, talk shit on your couch, and not that I'd sit there and do that, but be well informed, and if I'm covering this sport, I want to at the very least, I was well informed before, but now I'm like doing it. So it's a whole
Yeah,
different.
you're like immersed in it. You're like a method actor almost, you know?
I love it. Well, where can everybody follow you, Samantha?
My blog, wolfqueenmma.com, new blog post every Tuesday. My Instagram, wolfqueenmma, and my TikTok is also Wolf Queen MMA. I'm starting a series of videos that I've been posting on how the smaller athlete can set up different attacks and submissions on the larger and stronger opponent. Or they can read my magazine at Jujutera Magazine as well. I write a monthly article for them.
I love it. I'm gonna have to keep an eye out for those because I'm always the smaller person in the gym. I'm the
Yeah,
tiny.
and most women are, even if you're like even the heavyweight women and stuff, I'm like, well, guess what? You got the heavyweight man at your gym. They're bigger, they're stronger.
All the time. And I'm literally like the only kid, the only people that are my size are the kids. So it's like.
Relatable. So yeah, that's my new series, and I've put out like two videos so far, and I'm working on more.
I'm going to go take a look at those. I'm very excited. And guys, follow Samantha. I look so much forward to everything that you have going on. I hope to get to meet you in person soon. And have a wonderful day. Thank you for taking your time with me. And thank you for being so patient with all the technical difficulties I had this afternoon. It was like one thing after another after another.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate you. And I thank you again for your time. And I will hopefully, no, we will talk soon. We're going to talk after your next competition.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you. Have a good one, girl.
You too.
Bye.